now we come to one that nearly made the prize winners. I mean, they all did, but this was probably the closest one. It's called Côte Vermeil. Is it? Côte Vermeil. And it's all about lushness. It's all about sensuality. And I suspect this is a poem you'll either love or you'll hate. It kind of seduced me, I suppose. Sensuality, playful joy of the words, the heat and the pleasure of the Mediterranean. And as the accumulation of richness builds, the blending of what appears to be a historical, regal love affair into possibly a contemporary courtship. Now, I believe that the writer of this isn't here. So you'll have to tell us who it is and read it if you could. Yeah. That'd be great. Yeah.
It's the author Stephen Boyce.
And where does he come from? Do you remember?
He comes from Stephen Boyce, Peter.
I have a little biography.
I come from Hampshire.
I've got it somewhere. Anyway. Anyway, he's too far away. Yeah, Hampshire.
Hampshire, yes.
He's reading tonight. He's reading already tonight in Winchester.
He's from Hampshire. So.
Oh, yes, that's right. He's reading the Winchester writers.
So here we go.
So this is Côte Vermeil. And because I know the place that he's writing about very well, I just immediately fell in love with it. So
tell us where it is.
And it's south of Perpignan. It's very close to the Spanish border. And he's writing about a place called Collioure, and it's where the post-impressionists went, and it's Matisse and Derain, and they all painted this particularly beautiful harbour. And there's a little fort on the end. It's on my screensaver. Please, I should have bought it. It's a little fort on the end that sort of matches the castle of the Kings of Majorca in Perpignan itself. So it's a little sort of offshoot of that whole sort of Spanish-French contest where they went backwards and forwards between them. And the other place, just the next place, is Port Vendre, where our own Charles Rennie Mackintosh painted and where they've got a little Charles Rennie Mackintosh museum. But, I mean, it is absolutely stunning. And every single line in this brings it to life. So if you haven't been to Collioure, south of Perpignan, go. It's fab. There are a few words here that... he has a word, Salces. That's a reference to a lake that's nearby. He has Sardana, which is a Catalan dance, because it's so close to the Spanish border, with pipes and drums. And he has, I think, the Tramontane, which is the wind that you get down in that particular part of southwest France, which is a very soft and gentle wind. And it's completely atmospheric. Côte Vermeil, which means vermilion, actually. No less than the kings of Majorca, he gave you Collioure as a dowry, Salces, the salt pans, and all the coast of Roussillon. For jewels, twinkling nets of light strung along the hulls of fishing barks, the watery eyes of intricate forts, soft pinks and yellows, sardines rippling the silver sea. For perfumes, the scent of rosemary and fennel clinging to the hillside among cork trees and vines. For music, the sound of sails as they billow and snap, the creaking skeleton of a windmill grinding olives, and in the evening, the rhythm of Sardana, the tramontane soft against your cheek as you sat beneath the palms. For, he reasoned royally, why have the empire when the promenade itself is princely?
Merci. Right, we now come to the three prize winners. And because none of them can be here, we've kind of divvied up between us to read them to you.
Our apologies. We're supposed to be somewhere else now. Just
sure, sure, lovely to
I'm
see
really
you.
Sorry.
No. You'll be able to read them.
Yes, yeah. Thank you so much. Sorry about that.
So we've probably got about 5 minutes, a bit more to go. So third prize winner, and it was incredibly difficult to separate these three. It's called My Father's Tools, and it's a sonnet by Chris Waters, who lives in Devon, in Totnes. And as I've said, you'll probably notice I'm saying a bit less about these because I really think they speak for themselves. You'll just have to read or hear them, really. Like I said, Diana's goldfish to gasp with admiration of their beauty and effect. There's not a word out of place here. Each word that's present is exact. Every detail right and in its place. They're working hard, every word, but you don't really notice it when you're reading them, and they create an absolute jewel of a poem. So are you going to be reading it,
yes,
Peter? It's called My Father's Tools.
Well, Chris,
can I just say one more thing? It's quite interesting that this and the first prize winner are both about a lost father. I suppose that's not an uncommon subject. We all lose our fathers. This one's a sonnet, and the winner's a villanelle. But they both enable us to see those men again so clearly. They're conjured up two different kinds of men in an almost magical way.
Yes, so this is from Chris Waters, who is a writer and storyteller down near Dartmoor, and in fact he will be poet in residence at this year's Appledore Book Festival. And he has written to say, he's "Dear poetry persons from Wivenhoe, I'm absolutely delighted to be a finalist in your competition. As for July the 1st, I'm sadly unable to be there, but I look forward to the anthology." And his poem is My Father's Tools. "My father's tools, which I did not inherit, must be floating debris in some universe of lost things. Such weights in a boy's hands, the great grappling Stilsons and his ponderous mallets, cones and balls in turned wood forced down into lead pipes making python-like extrusions, the gleam and sweat of copper, and the arcane heart of it all, his blow lamp, brass-crafted, roaring into cobalt spears of melding flame, scorching as he tallowed the flux around the burnished joint, the pad smoking. Lost things will persist in being lost. Yet, as I write to meld and torque these lines, it's strange this late to feel his hands in mine."